Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. While we're gaining more knowledge about the bacteria that live in and on us, we know very little about our virome. These are viruses that are part of the human microbiome, the total collection of microbes that we coexist with.
We generally don't regard viruses highly. They're culprits of disease from the common cold to Ebola. So imagine our surprise at finding beneficial symbiotic viruses, ones that co-evolve with humans for millennia.
During the sequencing of the human genome, scientists found about 8% resembling infectious retroviruses similar to HIV. These human endogenous retroviruses, or HERVs, are remnants of retroviral infections in our ancestors that became fixed in the human genome.
HERVs may have played an important role in our evolution. While most of HERVs have mutated so much that they're harmless, at least three remain intact.
The best example is HERV-W. Its envelope protein, which sits on the surface to bind to host cells, mediates the fusion of precursor cells to form the placenta. You can't form the placenta without this protein.
Another example is the hepatitis G virus. This virus slows the spread of HIV to other cells in infected people.
Other symbiotic viruses protect us from bacterial pathogens. The gamma herpes virus increases resistance to listeriosis, which is the third leading cause of death by foodborne bacterial pathogens.
Our gut is also home to many types of viruses we don't understand, including ones that control bacterial populations. Considering viruses are the most abundant entities on Earth, knowing which ones live with us is worthy of much study.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.